Hello, I'm George Ireland. Thanks for coming back to my channel. I'm talking about the WASPIs, the Women Against State Pension Inequality. Well, there's a lie in the name of the organization in the first place. Well, the inequality was against men, not against women. Some people call them WASPI women, which is, of course, tautology. So, Women Against State Pension Inequality, women. Okay, so we don't need to put the women at the end. The WASPIs have been going since 2015, because in the old days, women got their full state pension at age 60, men got it at 65, which was gross inequality, totally discriminatory, especially when you consider that men on average died a few years younger than women. So that was grossly unjust. Anyway, so then in 1995, the Pensions Act, it equalized it. So, and you know, the feminazis had no problem with this total discrimination against males. Fortunately, the United Kingdom is run by feminazis these days, and the WASPIs have been very shrill, shrieking about their cause, and sadly have got a lot of people on their side. Fortunately, they haven't got anything yet, but it's become more salient because they talk about benefits cuts, about the triple lock on pensions in the United Kingdom, that the state pension has to take into account inflation, and I can't remember what else it is. A couple of other factors can't go below that to go up by 2.5% per annum, even if there was deflation. I can't remember what the third thing is. The triple lock, and people like Sir Tony Blair saying that's simply unaffordable, have to face economic fact with the growing population, and also with NEETs, some youngsters not working, not paying into it. Well, they should not get a state pension at all then if you're not going to contribute. There's this idea that you get something for nothing. If you don't pay in, you don't contribute to society, you should get money for slobbing around. Or, you know, vicious criminals who are in prison are always complaining it's not good enough. Those who didn't contribute to society, in fact, were taking from everybody else. It's sickening. It makes my blood boil. But anyway, so these people, not that they're criminals. So this was changed. Now the WASPIs claim that they weren't properly informed. I mean, like switch on the television, open a newspaper, and they were affected negatively. Well, yeah, they were, but it still was to making it fairer. And so some of them didn't make sufficient provision for their pensions. Okay, so 3.6 million women had to wait longer for their pension than they had anticipated it through their retirement plans into disarray in some cases. So anyway, they've been campaigning about this. They've been meeting various people. They set up, when the Conservatives were in office, the Labour Party gave them a very sympathetic hearing, other opposition politicians. So they've got hundreds of thousands of pounds in their fighting fund. They've been speaking to the Department of Work and Pensions, and they've tried to make a feminist cause. Unfortunately, a lot of people who can't resist a fashionable cause jumped on the bandwagon. They went around at International Women's Day and so forth. They contacted members of Parliament and so on. So Jeremy Corbyn, who was the Labour leader who loved giving away people's money to other people, especially the undeserving people, said he was on their side, said at the Scottish National Party, and the Conservative and Unionist Party, to its credit, said no, that's not the case. We cannot be burdening younger people, and so on. It was totally unfair and unlawful to discriminate men against men in this way. Now, when Labour had a shadow chancellor of John McDonnell under Corbyn, who and McDonnell's idea was just to spend like a crack addict with a credit card, he pledged £58 billion to them. I don't know if over what time scale, to compensate all those women who were born in the 1950s, and his pension age was raised to the 1995 Pensions Act. But the Institute of Fiscal Studies said this was not right. Moreover, that generation is usually in a fairly comfortable financial circumstances. You've got to remember the younger people my age and younger, who'll be paying for them, who'll get it worse and worse and worse. And there's a huge redistribution of wealth from the poor to the rich. And that's what they're doing, partly because these older people, they're more likely to vote, so that they stand up for themselves. So it's very easy for the opposition politicians to say yes, to agree, to be demagogues as they are. Okay, so they looked at various complaints about these people, and some ombudsman says occasionally, as maladministration, women receiving up to £3,000 in compensation. So anyway, but the Labour government, once they came into office, having said, yeah, we'll give you everything you want, said no. And Liz Kendall, to her credit, said there was no direct financial loss to these women and they would not be paid anything. So the Work and Pensions Secretary, Pat McFadden, he's not giving them anything. Partly because there's the cupboard is bare. There's just very little money in the kitty. There are many demands of public money. There always are, but more so than usual. when economic growth is sluggish, when there's demand for a huge increase in defense spending, when there are ever more people in their 20s are not in employment, education, or training, when there's hundreds of billions of pounds of student debt, 60% of which will never be repaid, when various universities are going to go bust, when there's an exploding number of people who are claiming personal independence payment, claiming that they have autism or depression or whatever, meaning that they need all this extra money. I mean, autism, depression, and so forth, and social anxiety, these are not new conditions. Why is it diagnosed at a far, far greater rate than ever before? Is it people exploiting the loophole? I think they are. Is it overdiagnosed? Almost certainly it is. You know, so why does it affect the United Kingdom far more than most other countries? Take someone like sort of Japan, China, Taiwan, or whatever, where it's just unknown, and they just get on with it. And we've indulged it, and we've made this bad behavior play. We excuse atrocious behavior and give them a jail to get a jail free card. And obviously, it's grossly unfair to those who behave decently. And the WASP is another example of that. So, you know, this is a completely unjust cause. It's not often I agree with Robert Colville. Low down, vile, conceited, offensive scumbag. But anyway, he's on the money when he says the WASP shouldn't get a brass farthing. Right. Thanks for watching my channel. Toodaloo.